The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Terrace's Royal Canadian Legion Branch 13 is gearing up for their 67th annual bond spiel this weekend. Branch President Agnes Taylor talked about the programming for the big weekend.
Yeah, okay, so we have opening ceremonies, and they open up at Friday at about 6 p.m., so we will have the Legion Color Party be piped in, and then the flags will be brought in, and then a few speeches and welcoming the curlers and stuff like that, and then curling starts about 7:30 or 8 o'clock in that time. And then on Saturday, curling again opens, and then on Saturday, the Legion will be hosting their regular meet draw, which starts at 3 p.m., and their music bingo that starts at 3 p.m. and runs till about 5, and then the curlers can come up anytime and have their dinner. So dinner is at 5 o'clock. And then we have a breakfast that's included in the registration fee, and that starts at 8 a.m. at the branch.
Taylor talked about what the relationship between the Legion and the Curling Club looks like after 67 years of working together.
I know it's the 67th annual curling bond spiel, so the relationship between the Legion and the curling rink is very strong. We are one of the bond spiels that does all the work associated with it. So we organize the banquets and the breakfast and all the goodie bags and stuff like that and buy all the prizes. And then we sort of kind of just show up on the day of, and the curling rink accommodates us by having the bar open and music on Saturday night. So it's really a really good symbiotic relationship and how this has run over the last 67 years.
Taylor talked about the importance of the Bonspiel fundraiser and what the funds are used for.
Yeah, after all the registration fees come in, we have to, of course, pay for the caterer and the prizes and all the other little sundry items that go with that. So we make about between $3,000 to $5,000. That's the money that keeps our doors open, this kind of fundraising, because we can't use any poppy money to keep the doors open. And we can't use any of our gaming money that we get from 50-50s and the meat draw. So this money pays for lights and salaries and all of the utilities. So it's a really big fundraiser for us.
With 32 teams curling this year, Taylor said this is one of the highest numbers she's seen, even compared to the 2020 tournament, which is the last before COVID-19 restrictions were established.
I think the last year that we were full-blown bond spiel was in 2019, of course. Or 2019, I think we had 24 teams, and then we might have a little bit more in 2020. We managed to get a bond spiel in 2020. So, and then in 2022, last year, we managed to only get 16 teams. So yes, so it's an extremely nice number to have.
Taylor talked about the community involvement that is normally seen during the bond spiel, and how many people may be more excited this year following COVID-19 restrictions being loosened.
It's great. It's quite a busy time for us because we're just all engaged in getting the bond spiel organized and off to a successful start and also to a successful end. It's just very, you feel really engaged with everybody that comes. Everybody's happy and really enjoying the moment. And I think this year is going to be even more so because finally people are going to be able to get together and really socialize without any concern. So it's a really engaging time for staff, for ourselves as the executive, and the curling rink. It's just really overall just a great sense of community involvement in the bond spiel.
The Legion bond spiel starts on Friday, January 27th at the Terrace Curling Club and ends Sunday, January 29th. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.